Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Thought we'd never be back, but we are in your face.
Hey,
you thought the podcast was over, but here we are.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Rising like the dust after an atomic bomb. You can't get
enough.
Rid of us. What?
We have to talk about LegalZoom.
Of course.
Thanks to LegalZoom.com for bringing us back on a Thursday. That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
What is LegalZoom, actually? LegalZoom.
Who knows? Let's start the episode.
No. Okay. No, it's a website that helps you with your business problems. You know how doing anything related to a business is impossible?
Yeah, man. I'm a businessman, not a businessman.
Right. Well, anyway, you know how forming an LLC and patents and trademarks and stuff like that is basically pretty much completely incomprehensible to normal people? Well, LegalZoom makes it possible. And now is the best time to start your business. Why?
Yeah, why?
Well, reason number one, the economy is picking up, and the longer you wait, the longer you delay your potential success. That's for one.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
And reason number two, right now you can incorporate your business or form an LLC at LegalZoom.com for just $99.
99 bones, yo.
I got $99.
Dollars, yeah.
And LegalZoom has all of them because they helped me incorporate my business.
Right.
Now, how can we help you out a little bit more? Well, if you use the coupon code Amir at checkout, you get an extra discount.
That's fair.
Well, you can also use discount coupon code Jake.
Well, that's fair, too.
So, it actually is fair. They gave
it's
us...
actually so fair, only mine works.
No, they both work.
Trust me.
They both work. But remember, LegalZoom is not a law firm, so you save a pile of money. So please, check them out if you need it. And thank you so much for supporting our sponsors, and please enjoy the show.
Yes.
Absolutely yes.
Best song ever?
Call Me Maybe or that.
The cover is actually better than the original because this one's about me.
And every song about me is better than the song that's not about me.
You're so vain.
Yeah, I probably think that song is about me.
I probably know that song's about me. That's awesome, though. That is dope.
Yeah,
that's
great. I'm into covers. That's my new thing, I think.
Yeah, that's so good.
Anyway, that was by Two Juliets, this comedy improv group.
Oh, wow.
In Toronto.
Cool.
In Toronto. So, hey, this is
T-Town,
If I Were You.
Drake, what
hey,
up?
Hey, what up? What?
T-Town. Drake. That's where Drake's from.
I thought it was the T-Dot.
Maybe, sure.
Anyway, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
And this is a special episode, or what? Okay.
Because we're getting drunk during it?
Well, that doesn't make it very special.
This is another special episode. Man.
Every special episode is for me.
Every episode is a special one.
The last 15 were special, but for only me. Jake didn't even know it was special. But
we had a special episode the other day at 9 a.m., unfortunately.
There was whiskey on your breath, whiskey and oatmeal, and I didn't really appreciate it. You were high and gone. Yeah, this is another one of those Saturday night pre-gaming drinking episodes. Is pre-gaming a nerdy thing to say or normal?
I don't know. I think the nerdy thing is that we pre-game by recording a podcast.
And two, I'm going to bite the bullet and download Tinder and do it on this podcast.
You guys, this is after literally no convincing. I haven't brought it up once since the last time we talked about it on the podcast.
You know what it was? It was my friend Ethan who emailed me. He's like, you should just do it because you're leaving New York and yeah. It's like a fun thing to do. And I'm like, you know what? Jake's been pushing me for 9 months, but this one email is the straw that broke the camel's back.
I think the real thing that convinced you is when we said we would do it on the podcast.
Yeah,
and it was like, ooh, content, yay, content for my podcast. I don't care about pussy.
You know what it is? It is that, but it's also like this podcast is like the wall that I have to build to like, yeah. Oh yeah, I downloaded it, but like I did it as a joke for a show. Anyway, I still use
this
it.
You on the date. Yeah, well, I did it to try to meet somebody and you're sort of being an asshole.
No, you should listen to the episode.
Oh man, I'm really excited though. I've been begging to join Tinder for, I don't, since I did.
Yeah, but
even when you had a girlfriend.
Yeah, that was actually a pretty dick move of you. You were begging her, actually.
I was instrumental in the breakup.
So we thought it would be fun to do it from soup to nuts, starting on the show. I haven't even downloaded it yet. I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah.
Can you, actually, why don't you download it while I at least explain it? Because like, I feel like there's like 10 to 20% of people who don't know still what Tinder is, and we talk about it so
much. It's so rare, though, that you'd be listening to this podcast and still not know what Tinder is.
So as Jake downloads it, I'm going to just try to briefly explain it. So as a guy,
missed texts and phone calls from all right. from your parents.
All right, give me the phone.
We're worried about you.
Give it. <You're> And Tinder's already downloaded, and you have 30 matches, actually.
Oh, man. All your texts are between a seamless delivery guy who you seem to be trolling for free food.
Holy shit, it works a lot, too. God, you're an ass.
And here you are playing video games with him last Sunday.
Well, all right, you know what? At this point, I want my phone back. So,
all right, sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so Tinder, I download it as a heterosexual male, and it shows you me pictures of females in the area because, you know, those are the people that I'd like to go out with. And it shows you ladies in the age range that you give. So let's say I'll say 24 to 30. And
does that match up with the Blumenfeld rule?
What's the Blumenfeld? Oh, no, the Blumenfeld rule is how many ladies are you allowed to have slept with? Oh, not your age.
Not your age. Oh, right.
Cool. But there is that formula of your age divided by 2 plus 7. So yeah. Mine would be 22. So 22 to 30, and then it shows me ladies within a certain mile radius. Let's say I set the radius to 5 miles. It shows me ladies in between the ages of 22 and 30 in my area, and it just shows me their Facebook profile picture. And I can either swipe it to the left, which means I don't want to meet you, or swipe it to the right, which means I do want to meet you. And if the ladies are getting the same pictures as the guys, or the ladies are getting pictures of guys, and if they swipe me to the right and I swipe them to the right, then it means yes, we both said yes, and it matches us up digitally and we can start a conversation. Now, you're under the impression that I will match with someone during the course of this podcast.
I think you will.
Because, okay.
I think you will because I'm making your profile for you right now.
Yeah, this is the star treatment that I'm getting because Jake himself is going to make my profile. Here's the two biggest worries that I have about matching with someone on Tinder. One, I think my strong suit isn't my pictures, it's my personality, and that really can't really come through in Tinder. It's like purely a physical thing. True or false?
No, that's true, but you're also cuter than you're giving yourself credit for.
Thanks, dude.
And I think you can show a lot of personality in pictures.
Okay.
For instance, your profile picture right now, which I'm considering leaving.
wait, did you download the app?
Yeah. Oh, it's downloaded. It's okay. Fast. So the iPhone 5 is super fast. So I use the 4, and holy shit, is it bad.
So what's the first screen? It asks you for a profile picture?
No, it just pulls your last 4 profile pictures.
Oh, okay.
So according to Tinder, your profile looks like this right now.
Okay. So Jake is showing me a profile. It says my name, my age, and then my last profile picture, which is like a silly picture of me with a magnifying glass up against my face so that my smile looks unusually big. Do you think that's a good profile picture or a bad one?
It's definitely, I think it's a good number 2. It shows you have a lot of, it's like kind of creative.
It's your personality photo, so like I'm not going to lead off with it, but I definitely want like people
to see it. You're making what I'm actually thinking in like a douchey voice, but that is definitely, that's exactly what I'm, all right, so now I'm going to just try to find
the most attractive picture of me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the picture where you're doing something like the most interesting, because like sometimes I won't necessarily see someone's face, but I'll be like, oh, that person went to Iceland. That's cool. I can talk to her about that.
I see. It just like gives you little bits of personal information that at least lets you start a conversation with someone.
Exactly.
So here's my second worry about Tinder in terms of me not matching. Well, I guess I have two more.
All of my concerns are matching related. Number two, what if I match, meet, and then she hates me?
For example, my personality is subpar and I'm sort of an anal loser.
What do I do if I'm alone the rest of my life?
That's not related to Tinder as much as it is I'm zooming out a bit and sort of seeing the macro, the landscape of my life, and I'm not looking too happy about it.
How do I deal with that?
My age, age 30. A lot of people probably on Tinder are in their 20s, right? They won't see 30-year-olds. Or are they only showing me people that have put 30-year-old dudes in their age range?
They're only going to show you people that you could match with. So it will be people, I think anyway, it will be people that you could potentially match with.
Okay.
I'm starting to, I should just choose pictures. I'm being a little picky right now. What do you think of that?
It's not, I guess I'm not picture, in love with it.
The picture of you and Danny DeVito.
Oh yeah, that shows that I was important enough at one point in my life to meet Danny DeVito.
Exactly.
Right. So I'm at least as important as Rhea Perlman was that one day.
Oh, shit. How about this one? Well, no, never mind. You're not photogenic at all, actually.
I'm actually starting to reconsider this whole Tinder thing.
Now that I think about it, you sort of suck.
My third concern is that I'm very judgmental. Like, not in a good way. Like, I'll see people and I'll judge them. So even if ladies are attractive, I might not swipe them to the right. Oh, that's a pretty...
I think that's the one.
I'm very judgmental of ladies, so maybe you should do my swiping for me, because there's going to be a lot of girls who are attractive. I'm like, oh, this girl looks annoying, or this girl has an annoying bio. I'm just... I don't know. I'm very neurotic in the regard of choosing someone.
Right. No, you're sort of like a... You're sort of like a judgmental... piece of shit.
Yeah. All right, I'm like a neurotic Jew, sort of a loser in many ways.
That's pretty... No, there's too many guys in that picture. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm also not talking into the mic right now. That's probably driving you fucking crazy.
So you've chosen the main photo, now you're choosing... So you get to choose more than one photo?
Yeah, you get to choose up to... Well, five photos total. So one...
Five photos total.
One main photo. What do you think about this one and the camel?
Oh, that's like, cute. Yeah, that's like, I've been to a place that
see how that tells
exist.
A story? It's like, I don't know, like, Tinder's so superficial. But like, now from your profile picture, you'd be like, oh, this guy's close with his family, his brother. Number two, he's got a good sense of humor. That's the magnifying glass over the mouth. This weird picture where you're like looking very, very serious. It's like, oh, this guy is sort of...
What
picture thoughtful.
Is that where I'm looking very serious?
I'll have to show you in a second. But you're like, you have your thumb is over your mouth.
Oh,
your
yeah. I remember that one. My brother took that photo. It's a good high-res photo. It shows that, hey, I know people who are wealthy enough to afford a digital SLR camera.
There's also this picture that we took on set of you covered in blood holding a cat. What do you think about that one?
That might be a good one for a last one. It's like, at least show the person with a slate so they at least people think that it's like for a video shoot and I'm not just naked holding a cat.
Great. That's it. It's done.
So what about...
Also your tagline. We gotta change your tagline.
What is it? Is my profile live right now?
Yeah. No, it's not. Yes, I think it might be.
Okay, so people can see it regardless of us working on the tagline.
Right. You're probably getting swiped to the left all over the place right now.
So it shows my photo, my name, my age, and then a tagline.
Yeah.
And the tagline could be anything I want.
Anything you wanted to say. A sentence. Sort of like a tweet. Think of it.
I gave a good tagline to Marty, our friend. Which was... hey, I'm Mark Zuckerberg! ! No, just kidding. You think that's too weird, or I shouldn't use it?
Well, just in case somebody else has seen Marty, it would be weird.
Yeah, because if that's a tie, and then it comes down to the photo, I'm afraid people will just choose Marty.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, he's taller and better looking.
Uh huh. Way more handsome.
So
it's also funnier when he says it for some reason.
Not even says it; just has it under his name. Yeah, it's more of a Marty quote.
It's got to be sarcastic. I think that's the key. Right
what about
there?
I'm kind of a small deal.
Oh, that's nice.
Although that kind of it might be
that might yeah people might like, think that's
oh,
true.
Yeah, like oh, he thinks he's like a little bit of that. A big deal. What about trust me, I'm less Jewish than I look.
Oh, there we go.
Well, will that attract anti-Semites?
That'll attract Jews for sure.
All right. Although I can't imagine, because it says my name is Amir. That sort of, would that piss people off? Like,
no.
Whoa, what do you mean you're less? Like, that's a bad thing?
This isn't J-Date. I think it's okay. The stakes are really low on Tinder.
I should download J-Tinder, actually. That way I can make my mom and
your
you happy
at your
the
mom
same
swipes
time.
It.
My mom's the only
person. That's like
person
such a lame joke that Jewish moms would love. J-Tinder.
If only Jewish moms understood enough about the internet to get what apps are in general.
That's true.
All right.
So now we're going to go to settings. We're setting it to desperation mode. That is anyone, any age range, male or female, within 200 miles of here.
Holy shit, I matched with a 61-year-old dude in Philadelphia. I think I'm going to go on a date with him or something.
His name is Roy, and he makes cheesesteaks.
I'm into it.
All right, so we're looking for females 24 to 32.
Sure.
What's the matter?
What's your range?
18 to 19.
18 to 18 and a quarter.
My range is...
Five and a half to 6.5.
Well, my rule is just... And I think it might match up with the divided by 2 plus 7, right? Yeah. Anyone that I can't legally walk into a bar with, I don't want to match with on Tinder.
So 21 and over.
21 to 29. For me, it feels like if they're more than 2 years older than me, they're like looking for something serious.
Oh, I see.
Though I guess like nobody's really looking for anything that serious on Tinder.
Yeah.
All right. We're good to go.
Yeah, we're set.
We're pulling in. Should we talk about the before we start swiping? Should we talk about? Should we do a question?
Yeah, let's ask a question, and then while we answer it, either you or I can take turns swiping.
Right. Before I'm just gonna. This is number one. I'm just gonna swipe this girl right now. Her name is Rita. She's 24. I can say their names. It's just first names, right?
Sure, I guess.
Her name. We'll call her R.
Oops, too late.
You have one shared interest on Facebook, and it's Seamless Web.
She's 295 pounds.
Liked. Let's see. All right, your first swipe was not a match.
That kind of hurts.
0 for 1, believe it or not.
Although, I'd have to match with someone who has used Tinder in the last like 30 seconds, right?
Yeah. I think also when you join, you're like, your picture is thrown up onto the top of the pile for a lot of people.
To incentivize you to match people.
Yeah, to like keep you addicted to the app.
It shows you shared interests?
Yeah, your shared interest and their age.
Do you like quote Jake and Amir on Facebook?
You mean like it?
The page?
I am interested in
Have you ever had, have you ever seen a girl whose shared interest was Jake and Amir?
Yeah.
And have you ever swiped her to the right?
Only once.
And it was a match, right?
Did not match.
So this girl likes our web series, saw you, and then swiped you to the left?
Or maybe I left that her area, which is what I like to believe.
No, you didn't. You didn't actually leave your area.
I was still very much in her area.
All right, so you want me to read a question and then go back to swiping?
I think so, yeah.
All right, give me my phone back for a second.
Wait, absolutely hold on. Not.
You can't. Okay, you can't bring yourself to stop swiping is the problem.
That is my problem in life.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Question. These are all Tinder-based questions. This is...
our Tinder-themed episode.
This is like the most publicity we've ever given someone, and it's for absolute free.
We really should email them and ask about sponsoring.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Hey, dude, so there's this girl I've been dating on and off for about a year now. She's great and like my best friend, but her and I have been fighting a lot lately, and it's making me have second thoughts. Last night, I was on Tinder swiping away when I see this girl. She looks familiar, so I go into her profile, and I realize it's a girl I know from years ago. I swipe her to the right, and we are a match. We start texting, and I realize that I have everything in common with her. It's making me think that I should date this new girl, but I'm not sure I should, knowing how bad it would crush the first girl. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Thanks. This dude's name.
Who we did not come up with a theme for this episode.
The theme is Tinder. Everybody's name is Tinder.
All right, cool. This guy is so... it's so almost adorable how stupid he is.
Because he's like, should I cheat on my girlfriend or not?
Well, number one, it's dumb that your main reason for not wanting to be with someone else is because it would hurt your girlfriend's feelings.
Right.
That's the worst.
If it's that, then you should just break up with her.
Right, because I think nothing would hurt her feelings more than finding out you were with her out of pity. I don't want anybody. You're still on Tinder right now, aren't
you? Yeah, I'm swiping while you're talking. This girl's kind of a babe. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
You liked her?
She's in the vault.
Great. So, I mean, right off the bat, break up with her, right? Because you are only with her because...
and he's on Tinder.
Yeah. You downloaded Tinder, so that's the first sign you have to break up with her.
Yeah.
And then also you're saying that... for also, just really quick, the girl that you matched with is not the one. No one finds their soulmate on Tinder, and you only think she's your soulmate because you've been like... because you want out of your relationship so bad that everybody is perfect.
Right. So this guy would take anybody.
Yeah, he's just unhappy, and you're just unhappy in your relationship.
It's weird that he's like phrasing this as a Tinder question, but it's like basically like, I like another girl. Should I go after her? Knowing, although I don't want to break my other girl's heart. So I guess my separate theory is that maybe I can just grow old with the girl that I'm currently yeah. with and always grow to regret it.
So I bare bones of this whole entire thing is you just don't like your girlfriend. It has nothing to do with like you liking another girl. You're not having like some affair with somebody that you're meant to be with. You just don't want to be with your girlfriend. Somebody else is like shiny and new. Definitely don't break up and go right into another relationship. That's never a good thing.
Should he even be on Tinder? That's not okay, right? Would you say that's not okay?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's bad. That's mean.
Like, going on Tinder while you're in a relationship is, like, basically admitting
that's to grounds
someone.
For termination yeah. of a relationship. Your girlfriend should dump you for what you've done.
I've reached my first Tinder milestone of a girl that is not necessarily my type physically, but she has a great bio.
Let me see it.
And so I'm thinking of swiping her based on the bio.
See, this is why bios are important.
Bios, yeah. This girl's...
That's a cute little sentence. You see this picture of the dog? Fuck yeah.
Shit, you want to swipe her, actually.
So this is important. Like, her pictures are killer, all right? She's got herself in a goddamn vineyard.
Yeah.
So that's cool. She like, knows oh, that she can... wears a dress in a vineyard. Yeah, I want to be part of this life. Number two, she's clearly at a party. So this girl likes adventure, going on like a vacation, but she's also down to rage. She
I want
to
be
a rage phase.
Yeah, I want to be part of her life.
Yep. And then, oh, number two, guess what? She's near a pond with her mom. So yeah, she's close to her family. She's a family woman.
That is important, oddly enough.
And her mom's a goddamn smoke show.
Really?
Part so, number two. Her mom has a top bot, like a hot bot. Her mom can get it.
I would love to at least swipe her mother.
And there we go. She's walking down the beach, shoes in her hand. She is cool. She's ready to get her feet in the sand. Shoes in hand. She wants her feet in the sand.
So
you
wait,
know what I'm saying?
Keep swiping while we describe for any ladies who are out there on Tinder. What would you think? Some tips for...
Your shared like with a lot of people is seamless. There's like some kind of deal, huh? Is there like a get 20% off if you like us on Facebook deal?
Maybe so, or maybe I was just feeling very liking of Seamless. I mean, Seamless is a food ordering
oh,
app in
man.
New York City.
Oh, dude, this girl is fucking cute. I'm about to get on Tinder myself for this one. Hell yeah. This girl is fucking... Huh.
Jesus, dude.
Wait a second.
Oh, my God.
She's the one.
You're bone hard right now.
All
right,
so here
that's,
we go.
That's your dick against the bottom of the table.
Here's something really encouraging about this girl. Second picture, she has her arm around some guy, and he looks exactly like you.
Oh, so you know that she already... Oh, yeah, he's kind of like a nerdy Jewy-looking guy.
But it doesn't... I don't know. It's... I feel like that's her brother, not her ex-boyfriend or something.
Chicks love dudes that make it seem like they're kissing
I'm telling
you, her brother.
Look at this girl's pictures. They are so fucking cute.
That's a silly good picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like...
Look at the other ones. They're all good. They're all like that, dude.
Oh, yeah. Sense of personality.
Mm-hmm.
The sense of humor comes through in the photos.
See? So Tinder's not as shallow as people make it seem.
Although, like... A lot of times it says active a day ago. Like, that sort of takes away the suspense of, if I swipe her, will we become a match right away?
Right.
Obviously not, because she hasn't.
You know what? I think we should... give me your phone. I'm gonna update your... I'm gonna make your search radius just a little bit wider.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. I got to.
Why? You want to see,
did
like...
Did you swipe that girl?
It is very oddly addicting, right? You're just like... You don't realize that you're, like, judging a father's daughter. You just realize that you're saying, oh,
I'd fuck
cute
her.
Photo.
I'd fuck her.
But I'm not saying, I'm not even thinking about boning. I'm thinking about how uncomfortable or comfortable I would be inviting her out.
Yeah, you should start thinking about boning.
Yeah.
Because that'll lower your bar a little bit. Because sometimes I'll see a girl like, oh, I wouldn't want to like introduce her to my mom and dad. Then I'm like, oh, I don't have to do that. Would I want to bend this girl over in a bathroom bar? And then it's like most of the time, yeah. Actually, I've never swiped to the left when I think about that.
Because, hey, everyone has a vagina, and more or less they all look the same to me.
Especially when they're facing the other way, and all I have to look at is the back of a shirt.
But that's the difference between me and you. It's not
I'm
just
cool?
Yeah. You are wearing a black wife beater right now.
That's not fair. It's the Saturday before Halloween. When is this episode coming out?
Thursday.
Thursday? So
Halloween day.
Halloween. Oh, it's perfect. It's our Halloween episode. Though on Thursday, we'll be going out again. But so I it's part of my Halloween costume.
Which is what?
Sexy cat.
Great question, sexy cat.
What's yours, ass?
I'm trying to be Ned Flanders, though the mustache I got is more gay Hitler, so I'm a little bit worried about that. It is just dark, 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 and pencil thin.
Here's something that I'm doing. Just going to swipe to the right a bunch.
You just want me to... But then... That,
no, I won't.
I'm that just, decrease, that devalues the... It devalues the match.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't want to match with someone who you're not excited to match with, right?
You right. You true. You true, man. You true, though.
Okay. I'm Truman. Truman I'm Harry show. Truman, I think.
That's your new bio.
What is my bio again? I already forgot.
I'm less Jewish than I look.
That is funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, hey, this girl likes Homeland too, bud.
All right, enough about the shared interest shit, man.
You really ought to, you ought to change your interests.
Why? Homeland is good. Does it organize by, is it completely random, the stream of ladies that's showing?
I've got no idea what their algorithm is. I would love to know. I really would.
You know, didn't, because Tinder is owned by the company that owns College Humor.
Right.
So we said that we could maybe get the Tinder CEO or whatever, a higher up there at Tinder to...
I emailed him.
And?
They're based in L.A.
He swiped your email to the left.
They're based in L.A., but he said he'd be down, so...
Maybe when we're out there.
Once we move, it's game over.
It's all actually right. Really game over.
You're just like, I'm being very liberal, and you're just, you're not going to get a match.
Because who's on Tinder at Saturday night at 8 p.m.?
I guess.
Sorry, 9:30 p.m.
Right. All these people are active a day ago, sadly.
Should we read another question?
Yeah. So you want your phone back?
Yeah, or you can read it.
Okay.
It's the second email from the bottom.
Course
started from the bottom, and now we're the second from the bottom, so not that far away actually.
All right. Hey JNA, I like when people call us JNA. Hey JNA, thanks to this podcast I discovered the awesome Tinder app, and even better, I think I found a perfect match. In fact, she's so perfect that she also heard about Tinder from this podcast. She's funny, cute, doesn't freak out when I say stuff like I'll shoot myself in a Starbucks, haha. Anyway, what's bothering me is what we've been chatting for 2 days.
It's not so easy to read, actually.
You can edit that out, can't you?
Also, lift your phone up higher just so you're talking more square into the microphone.
Oh, fuck yeah, shit.
So what's bothering him is?
Anyways, what's bothering me is that we've been chatting for 2 days. Oh, fuck, no. 2 days only? No, this is bad sentence structure, pal. It's not me. Anyways, what's bothering me is that we've been chatting for 2 days only and we already developed a close relationship. At first, I was happy about this, but then I realized how easy it was for me to win her. Now, just like Amir, I like a girl who hasn't tasted too many cocks before mine. So now I'm afraid that she might actually turn out to be a slut. She even told me that back in high school, she once rubbed the dick of one of her mates during geography class just for the excitement. I'll be so mad if I get ditched by this bitch for another guy in a week or something. How do you think I should approach her? Should I take her seriously? Thanks, Tinder.
First of all, I don't like that he lumps me in because that's not my theory at all. Like I don't necessarily like a girl that's like easy to access or attain, but like if I'm on Tinder, everybody's there to hook up. So I wouldn't like judge them in that regard. So
also, that was a pretty rare occurrence that he downloaded Tinder, met someone that downloaded the app. Like, that's an immediate close connection.
Yeah, the fact that they both listen to the podcast.
Yeah, and rubbing someone's dick doesn't make her a slut, buddy.
If anything, that makes her a really prude girl because she's only touched one dick at the end of high school.
Exciting to her. She rubbed a dick, and that was exciting. Okay, I'm looking for girls that like rub a dick and they feel like they clip their nails or something. All right, that's how normal it is for them.
I've been rubbing dick since age 13. Trust me, it's no big deal to me. Are you swiping right now?
Always, dude.
Yeah, I see you're being very, very liberal with a left right.
No,
situation.
I just nope somebody. Oh, this girl is just, she is cute. She's hiding half her face.
So that's sort of the ironic or paradoxical problem that is meeting a girl and she's super into it right away. If you're like, wait a minute, maybe she's super into everything right away. But you can't have it both ways. You can't take a girl home fairly easily and then be like, I only want her to be able to take me home very easily. Like, odds are she goes home with maybe more than just you. And that's sort of something you have to get used to. If you want someone who's very like takes their time, whether it be a boy or a girl. If you want someone that takes their time, you have to be able to put their time in. And otherwise, if you're looking for a lady who's very easy or a guy who's very easy, then odds are that lady or guy is very easy with more people than just you.
Yeah, but it's also just not fair. You don't know her yet. You guys got a close relationship on Tinder. She didn't fuck you. That doesn't mean that she's easy.
Yeah, yeah. He's also like jumping to way, way, way conclusions.
Right. If anything, I feel like you have delusions of grandeur, which is like, oh man, yeah, we connected really quick on Tinder, so she probably fucks everyone. There's a chance she would just straight up reject you if she met you.
Ass.
She definitely would reject you if she saw that email, which she's going to.
Why is it showing me a 34-year-old here? I'm just swiping right now. Sometimes it slips through the cracks.
Yeah, swipe right. See what happens. I feel like it would slip through the cracks because it was a match.
Really?
I don't know. It's my theory.
But she's only been active 2 hours ago. Have you ever swiped someone to the left or right just because of a name?
No.
Well, this girl's kind of a babe too.
What's her name?
I don't want to say her name. I feel weird.
Rita.
There's an X in it.
Let me see it. Oh, hello, mama.
See, I don't feel hello mamas ever. Maybe Tinder's not for me.
That's not true.
I guess I feel it, but I don't say hello, mama.
Yeah, what's like the... When you like want somebody, are you like, oh man, I want to... Do you never feel like I want to fuck that person?
I guess...
You don't have like animalistic attraction to anybody?
I do have... This girl's also cute.
Do you want to fuck her?
See, I don't...
When you see
I
her picture, what do you think of?
I'm like, oh, it would be fun to hang out with her and see if we get along.
Really?
She's not a piece of shit because... Honestly, don't even talk about her like that.
She's my baby.
Shared interest, Hoodie Allen.
Oh, that's a swiper.
But it says active 6 hours ago.
Just swipe it anyway, though.
All right, I'll swipe, relax. Oh, this girl kind of looks like Sarah Schneider.
Whoa, wait a second. It is Sarah
Holy
Schneider.
Shit. Doesn't she?
She looks so much like Sarah Schneider.
That's weird.
Wow. Sarah, how dare you? You have a boyfriend.
You changed your name to Jenny and you're 23 years old, I think.
How dare you? Absolutely.
Where were we on this guy? You really get lost in this app.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is why I've been like not effective as a writing partner for the last year.
That's why we haven't written a new episode in over an hour.
This is why like sometimes we'll be on the couch and you'll like say something and I'm just not looking at you or listening.
It's because you're like judging. Yeah. Yes.
Well, at some point,
no,
you know, soon
yes.
You're gonna have messages and then you'll be like, oh man, I have to respond to these messages.
Oh geez.
And then it's fun. Oh God, it's fun.
It's weird because sometimes I like the name, but I don't like the person. Should I still swipe her to the right?
Just the name?
Yeah.
You think someone like the name is Mackenzie is cute, so you're going to swipe her to the right because you want to say hi, Mackenzie?
Yeah, or Annie or Lucy or something.
Oh, those
like
are
that.
Cute. I'd swipe those to the right too. Wait, so you never have animalistic, I want to fuck you?
I don't know if my brain jumps to that right away. I think like, oh, that girl's pretty.
But you're not asexual.
No, I'm not asexual. But I don't think it's like... at the forefront of my brain when I meet people.
You're not asexual, and
I am asexual.
Asexual deviant is what I am.
Another cute lady who's sharing just a seamless web.
I'm going to start liking seamless. I'm going to go home.
Oh, this girl's run a marathon.
There you go.
But should I have a marathon photo in my thing?
No, maybe.
Or is it too like on the nose, like ooh, like bragging?
No, it's pretty cool. I think it's cool. Especially like the thing is, you throw up something like the marathon photo, you'll meet a lot of people who are gonna swipe you and be like, "Hey, I run too."
And it's then like I'm like, "Oh, that was 5 years ago." Actually.
Yeah, that's how I am with. I just have a climbing photo in there, and I haven't climbed in like 8 months, so I feel bad being like.
Well, actually, that's a good segue into another question we got. This one comes from Tinder. Actually, he writes. Hey dudes, I'm an 18-year-old male in high school who decided to join Tinder a couple days ago, and I just have a couple questions about how to use this gift from God. One of them is that I have gained some weight since the last photo I posted on Facebook. Not that much, around 10 pounds. And I was wondering if I should put new photos on Facebook or just leave the ones I have right now and lose the weight. These aren't the only two options that are available. Any advice would help, maybe even some weight loss tips. Many thanks, Tinder.
Cut out carbs. Be the man in your photo. Be the man you'd rather be.
Yeah. What are we going to suggest? Putting a fat photo of you up rather than you losing weight?
Here's some inspirational advice. Put the photos on Tinder that you want people to see. That's the man you want. That's the person that you want attracting people. And then you become the guy in your photos.
Oh, I see.
You can do that, man. I'm trying to think of what my photos on Tinder are.
Maybe I'll see you. No, I won't because I'm a. It says dude looking for chicks, right?
Right. You can't see me.
Trust me. Actually, unless you're bi or something. Whoa, you just came up.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. All right. Let's just answer questions for the next 10 minutes. Let your swipes sink in.
You think so?
Yeah.
How many swipes have you done?
Easily 1,000.
I could do 1,000 now. Jesus, easily 1,000. It's a never-ending stream, right?
Yeah, I mean in New York.
I remember when I downloaded it in Seattle for
you swiped all of
30
Seattle.
Minutes. I swiped them. I ruined it.
I downloaded Tinder in Iceland, and I went on. There was 8 people or something like that in all of Reykjavik. And I swiped them all, and they were gone, and then there was nothing. And then I would just like look every single day, and like someday there was just a new person. So like one day, Olga, she just joined or something. I swiped her to the left. It's like no new matches, no one around you. Like, oh no,
Olga,
come back to me.
You and me are, oh, okay. I found a lady who was active 8 minutes ago.
There we go. Is she cute?
She's attractive, but not necessarily right for me.
Swipe to the right.
Oh, this is another. No, it didn't match.
God damn it, dude.
Ass. Have you ever accidentally swiped someone to the left and you're like, wait, come back?
Yeah, it's a gut punch.
Because you'll never see that person again.
Yeah, it is like, I've done it a couple times, swipe to the left too quick, and it's just like, that was the one. She was my soulmate. She would have been it. I could have deleted the app after her.
That's actually that's the movie you're writing about the one that got away.
The one that swiped away.
The one that swiped a left. Oh my gosh.
Mercy.
Oh, mercy. Did we give this guy advice?
Yeah, lose the weight. Cut out carbs. That'll do it. If you're drinking alcohol, why don't you just no sweet drinks, no carbs.
That's easy for you to say because you've also probably gained 10 pounds in the last X amount of months.
How dare you?
Right. I mean, are you the fattest you've been for a good amount of time?
Right now, I'm the fattest I've been in a while.
Have you ever not swiped a girl because she's out of your league and you know that she won't
no.
swipe you?
No.
This girl's a goddamn dime.
There was that girl. Let's call her Tinder. There, I swiped her. Do you remember that? She was so hot that I screamed. Oh, wow, that girl's gorgeous.
I mean, she's not going to swipe a Jew, a loser Jew, actually.
Like her, just in case.
But she hasn't been online in like 7 days either.
The hot ones never have been.
Because they don't need it.
Yeah.
Instead I just go out and meet the hottest guys. Right,
like,
thanks,
you're
Tinder.
A hot girl, like, why would you ever? Oh, my God. Just like, it must be so exhausting. Just dodging guys all the time. Wait, do you remember that girl? I screenshotted her while I was just looking at her because she was so hot. And then I obviously didn't match. Literally 3 months go by and I got an alert that was like, you and so-and-so matched. And I looked through her pictures and it was her. And I was like, it blew my mind. And I like screenshot and I told everybody. I told so many people. And then like I wrote, hey. And then nothing for a day. And then she wrote back like a really long message and asked me a question. I was like, holy shit.
Is this for real? Is
and
this
then
real
wrote,
life?
And then I wrote her back. I asked her a question. I heard back the next day. I was so excited. Then I wrote her back again. And then she was just like, nothing. That was it. The end. Nothing ever again.
She was gone.
Just like for a week. And I was every single day I would just look at my phone and be like, did she respond? Did she do anything? No, never. And finally, Jeff Rosenberg was like, "You should just message her and be like, let's get a drink. Like, you have nothing to lose.
Yeah,
like,
at this point, it's over.
So finally, I messaged her. I was like, hey, let's get a drink. Nothing.
What?
This is the end.
Well, that actually takes me to a question we didn't receive over the email, but a question that I received to my text messages, which was...
That's the star treatment. If you ask enough questions, you get Amir's number. You can text.
We'll call my friend Jay.
Jay.
Jay writes to me specifically.
Via text.
He said, we got a question about how a guy matched with a girl and she didn't text him back. And he's like, that I understand. The real question is, why is it when a girl matches with you, responds to your message, things are going well, and then she just disappears?
Yeah, that's tough.
Does that happen to you?
It happened with this fucking smoke show that I was in love with.
So just conversation, or you match, which means you both find yourself attractive enough to at least swipe each other one direction very quickly.
Right.
And then you start a conversation. She responds, and one day just stops.
I think it can be a lot of things. I think it could be like her meeting somebody else, you know, maybe out in real life or maybe also on Tinder. Like, she must have a ton of, I mean, if you're a girl that's attractive, I feel like you get matched every single time you swipe someone to the right.
Right, because there's some girls who probably have like an 80 to 90% swipe right rate.
Yeah,
and, I mean, whenever they swipe to the right, it's obviously someone who's already swiped them to the right.
Yeah, and like I have a really tight Tinder game. I am a beast in that regard.
I really am a beast in that regard.
There must have been somebody out there who ran a tighter game than me, or like maybe she got back together with her ex, or maybe she got hit by a bus, which I'm hoping is what happened. But like, I think there's just a million reasons. And also, I've definitely stopped talking to girls who I'm just like, you know what? I can already tell we wouldn't vibe. There was that girl. Do you remember that girl that was like, I invited her out and she was like upset that I invited her to a group thing. And then she was like, gonna come. And I was like, yeah, this is where we are. And she's like, who's with you? Like, are there any girls? And I was like, yeah, there are some girls here. We were like our friends. And then she was like, no, like girls can be bitches. And I was like, it sounds like you specifically
are the bitches.
Yeah, my friends are nice. Nobody would be mean to you.
You meanie.
But like, it just put me off so much that she'd be like, no, like girls are such bitches. I'm not going to come out and meet your friends. I guess, like, in retrospect, I was inviting her to a group hang instead of taking her out. But like, that's what Tinder is. I don't have to like take someone a coffee. It's like,
it's not OkCupid.
No, exactly.
Although here is your preference is to invite people out to a group hang. It's never to meet one on one, right?
Yeah, I hate meeting one on one
because there's too much pressure.
It's just not as fun. Like, I like that.
You want the home court advantage.
Well, I would go out with, I guess I wouldn't want to go out with her friends. Yeah, I want the home court advantage. I mean, I used to do this thing with Dave Rosenberg. This is some unsolicited advice for anybody out there dating. I used to, we called it coordinate.
Oh.
You like that? Coordinate?
That's funny. So you coordinate Tinder dates.
It would just turn into a double date. So I'd go out with someone and I'd be like, hey, I'm going to go to the White Hotel. And I would go show up with my date solo. And then Dave would come a half hour later. And I'd be like, oh, hey, this is my friend Dave. What are you doing here, man? And then the rest of the night, we have to be on a double date.
So what you do is sneakily force a girl that you didn't want to double date into a double date.
Exactly. Because then it's like, it's more fun. I don't want to miss a night hanging out with my buddies.
Because you want to have the group hang and then also the babe hang.
I want to have my cake and fuck it too.
Which one's the cake?
Dave.
Okay. Are there like Tinder, I mean, you've used it for so long, you probably like start noticing formulas, like a girl who sort of looks attractive in her profile picture, but it's like a exterior shot or like a faraway shot. And you're like, oh, I know that she's only doing this to hide something.
Right.
And then, like, later on, like, is there anything like that you noticed? Or like,
yeah, you can
we're
usually
talking about girls because Jake's only seen girls, but I'm sure guys do this too.
Right. I mean, well, I specifically do it. I mean, everybody puts up their best photos for sure.
Yeah.
No one puts up their worst photo.
That's what you should have to do. Somebody else would have to choose your worst photo.
But I feel like anyone can look ugly. It's just like,
and anyone can look attractive.
Yeah. So I think you just, I don't know. But you can tell when somebody's unattractive or when somebody's trying to hide something. I can also, at this point, I can tell when I'm going to match someone.
Really?
I know when I will. Yeah.
How?
I don't know. I just get a feeling.
And then how often are you wrong with that feeling?
Never.
What?
No,
that's not true.
I mean, I'm wrong sometimes. But I also I think I swipe so much that like I don't even match when I swipe anymore. I only get alerts that are like, so-and-so has matched you.
Oh, so you're like, I'm racing out ahead of the field.
Yeah, so far ahead of the field that there's like not a lot of girls left in New York for me. I bet I can swipe all of New York before I go.
That should be your goal. Well, what's your mile radius set to? Because in New York, it's very concentrated.
Yeah, in New York, I vacillate between 4 and 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that's like, does that even get to
nobody
the west
that
side
lives
of Manhattan?
In Manhattan would want it. No, I don't think, like, Manhattan kids don't want me.
What?
I'm just like, I'm Brooklyn all the way.
You think so?
I think so.
Huh. All right.
I really do. You know what's going to be fun is when we're on a road trip and like, swiping in Arkansas.
But isn't that also, are we going to run into the same problem of like, we're not going to be in places long enough for
yeah, but I think people like on Tinder is so like not, the stakes aren't very high. You don't have to be like, no one's looking for their actual soulmate. Everyone's just looking for fun. So you're like, hey, I'm just here for, like, a lot of people's bios in New York actually are like, NYC for the weekend.
Right.
And that'll be it. That's their tagline.
Oh, I guess that's nice.
Have you ever swiped a girl to the right so hard that your phone broke?
What?
I've swiped to the right so hard that I crashed the app once.
I really have.
I think I swiped so hard. Swipe so hard, motherfuckers want to find me.
That shit cray.
That shit tint.
That shit Tinder. Do you want to take over with me for a while? I feel like I'm being too...
I've lost you. You're mesmerized. You're not even going out tonight anymore, are you?
Why would I?
We had plans.
I have all the digital ladies I need right here.
I can see the reflection of them in your glasses. It's the saddest little thing just to imagine you here alone an hour after we've recorded the podcast. You haven't cleaned up.
Well, you said there's nothing shameful about Tinder, but would you use it in public?
Probably not. There's nothing shameful about being on it, but I think there's something a little shameful about, like,
actively seeking ladies on digital worlds in
just, like, while you're doing something. I mean, I feel like I've been somewhere where it was totally normal to, like, look at a Tinder message, you know, just waiting in line somewhere. Uh-huh. But, like, that little flame goes up, and I'm like, oh, God, I should. That's why, actually, I had an idea for an app, because I have OkCupid and Tinder. I have an idea for an app that just makes it look like it. So it just makes it look like the New York Times news feed when I'm on Tinder. That's what it should be. When I launched the app, and it looks like a crossword.
That's funny.
That's what it should be.
All right, look, we have time for one more question.
By the way, you said I could take over, and then you never handed your phone over to me.
Well, let me read this.
You
one
were like, "Oh, here, you should take over for me," and then you just rapid right swipe. I think we should keep on playing, and next time we're on the podcast, we'll talk about the matches that you get.
Okay, that's good. Oh, here we go. Hey, dude, so I went on my first Tinder date last night. This girl's very pretty and fun, but she did something that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. She invited two of her girlfriends out to scope out the date. She doesn't know that I knew they were there, but I recognized them from the pics she sent me. Should I not go out with her again because of this?
That is super creepy. That's weird. I wouldn't go out with her again.
But maybe she's just been, like, terrorized. Like, maybe she has, like, a bad... Because a lot of girls, like, I've heard of girls doing, like, hey, I'm going to go out on a date with some guy, text me in the middle, and if it's not going well, I'll say it's an emergency.
Right. So
I think that doesn't speak negatively on him. It speaks negatively on dudes, and, like, I don't blame her because a lot of dudes are awful.
Yeah, but, like, to invite your friends to the bar, I think that's ridiculous.
But maybe she's, like...
She asked people to spy. That's not okay. That's espionage.
That's actually a treason, I think.
Yeah, I think she's a traitor on the USA.
I think she's worse than Julian Assange, actually.
Yeah, she's a regular goddamn Edward Snowden, I think. Sometimes when I can't think of a word, I just pretend to stutter, and it sounds like... This is advice, again, unsolicited advice. If you ever need to, like, sound smart, you just, like, stutter.
Oh, yeah.
And,
this,
like,
is good.
I couldn't think of the word Edward Snowden.
It's good to
name.
Get advice to sound smart from you, actually.
She was goddamn Edward Snowden. Like, it sounds like you knew it the entire time you intentionally stuttered.
But what's really happening is that you don't know you're going through the mental Rolodex of your mind. But what if you never get there? He's just like a goddamn John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah, he's like, goddamn, and then you start laughing like, oh, I can't finish the joke. You get it, though.
You obviously know who he is.
Ooh, this girl cute, though.
What's that? You're not speaking to the microphone.
This girl cute, though. Huh? What was it that you made me do before?
What?
I was like, I want to get pizza. Huh? Like,
yeah.
What do you want?
What? Sorry, I can't understand you.
I want to get pizza.
Wait, what?
Ham.
What do you want to get?
I said ham. I want to get pizza.
Pizza ham?
No, I just want to...
Just like a mom who's like boiling down her cool
tea. Use your words.
I said that I wanted to get pizza. Huh. All right. Mom.
Huh. What is it good for? Absolutely pizza.
Say it again.
Oh, my God, this girl's tatas are ya-ya.
Yes, please.
I would love to motorboat this broad.
There should be a Tinder just for bios. So, like, that'll be my time to shine. Like, just based on bios,
I would dominate that Tinder, I feel like.
That's really nice.
Yeah, or like
your Tinder bio is anti-Semitic, yeah. So I don't see how you dominate.
Another one of my advantages over the rest of humankind is that I'm normal and most guys are not.
Right.
And I feel like that's hard to get across in a Tinder profile.
The thing is, once we meet, me and you will both do great because you're funny. And like anytime I've ever met a girl from Tinder, she is like, oh my God, I'm so happy you're so normal.
Yeah, because
which is crazy.
95% of dudes, you wouldn't want to hang out with them.
It's hard to meet up with people, but once you do, all you have to do is not be a fucking weirdo. And it's crazy. It works every single time. I've never, ever, ever not been happy with someone when I was being myself.
Not been happy with someone.
Sorry, I've never, ever not fucked.
I like how episode 32 or whatever, this is when like you decide
to, I finally got shy.
I'm going to put my foot down, I think, on being cool. This has been more than enough.
I'm happy. That's what it is.
All right, give me my phone back.
Are you done Tindering or you want to Tinder more?
I think, well, like you said, maybe we should wait, give it a couple days. We planted the seeds and we'll see if any Tinder bushes grow.
I really think it's going to happen. I want you to go on. Here's what I want to happen before we leave New York. I want to have one show where we talk about your matches and like the messages.
But I don't want to
I feel awful. Yeah, anybody you meet
like a dating podcast where it's right. Like, oh, then we talked about you. I sort of want to like leave it at that. We did our little piece.
No, we're going to do one more. We're going to do one little follow-up, and that's it.
All right. Just of conversations, not of
actual meetings. For me, I want you to go out on a date, on a Tinder date.
But that's just for you. That's a separate podcast that only you'll listen to. Me recording the recap.
I'm going to start another Tinder podcast, just straight up
Tinder Talk.
Tinder Talk.
We do get a lot of questions, so Tinder Talk.
Me and Rosie.
Coming this fall. We wanted to give some shout out. Oh, we didn't even say what the email address is or what the show's about. This
We're
has
just
been
like
a real
so like hell bent on getting laid on Tinder.
I hope this isn't the first episode someone's listening
well,
to.
Well, I think this is the big problem is that like, if you're on Tinder too, then everything goes to shit. Right now you have it all together and I'm trying to get laid all the time.
Yeah.
And if you start just like using Tinder and everything is just going to fall by the wayside.
Maybe I'll like give it a couple days and I'll just let Tinder
I'll get off it while you're on it. Yeah, right. I think that's the only
thing. It's like a seesaw. When I'm down, you're up, and the other way around.
I'm going to do that for you.
So the way this show usually works is that we get advice. We get people who email us in from who they're in a difficult place in their lives and they don't really know what to do. And they're seeking our advice and we try to offer it to them. And if you find yourself in a difficult place in your life, and you made it this far in the podcast, then you obviously find us entertaining enough to listen to for 49 minutes.
Has it been 49 minutes?
No, I think it's been over 40. Yeah, it's been closer to 50 minutes.
God damn it.
Check out, or you can email us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Yes.
If I Were You Show. Not every episode is us drinking, ready to go out, trying to meet babes. Although, usually it's Jake. That's at least Jake's modus operandi.
How dare you.
But email us if you find yourself in a dark place in your life and we want our help to guide you out. And we are giving still shout-outs to people who leave us reviews on iTunes because it really helps out. So thank you, Ara10, Danny Marin, Ty Summers, Linskins9, and Lillian Pagaza. You think they're on Tinder?
Probably.
Yeah.
And I'd swipe their iTunes review to the right.
Actually. So thanks, guys, and thanks for listening. This has been a silly, different episode, but you know what? It's a bonus Thursday episode. Let's get wacky every
You're
once
crying.
In a while.
Oh no. Fuck. You're upset that you didn't match.
I didn't not a single goddamn match.
Well, no, it's not fair. A lot of people are just out on a Saturday. You'll match.
Ass. You should be able to organize ladies by when the last time they used Tinder.
I say that all the time. I actually wrote in. There's like a suggestion box thing on Tinder, and that's what I did.
What, like only show me people who've been active in the last X?
Yeah, because sometimes it'll show you like, well, sorry, I don't want to go on a fucking rant.
No, get into it. This is the Tinder episode.
Sometimes you'll see people that haven't been active for like a month, and it's like, hey, I'm not going to match with this person. Why show them to me?
Don't even give me the option.
They probably haven't used. They're probably done using the app.
Yeah. Or what about? Can I recommend this as a thing? No group or dual photos in the top picture.
Yo, and how about no fatties? You know what I'm saying?
Insane. How dare you?
No, I'm just kidding. No, I love that big ass. No, you know, what I'm fuck me. Oh, no, actually, I can't. Like, what do I?
You're stuck. You're absolutely stuck. Let's go before it's too late.
Can't stop.
Oh, that first song was from Two Juliets. We said that, but this last outro one is to the. It's another sitcom-esque themed one. I shouldn't say another because it's our first one, but it's from a guy named Blake.
Blake.
So thanks, guys, and thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday. Peace. Find me on Tinder. No, please don't.
In front of a live studio audience.
That was it. That was our episode. So thank you again so much to LegalZoom. That's LegalZoom.com for all your business needs. Once again, LegalZoom is not a law firm, so it'll save you a pile. Yes, a pile. One pile of cash. Thanks again, everybody.